It's Wednesday afternoon, time for Scoot on the Air Money Trends with Metairie Bank, and Paul Myers, North Shore Market President from Metairie Bank, joins us on WWL. Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you?
Good. Are you on the North Shore now?
I am, and the rain has found us, my friend.
Yeah,
I'm looking at radar.
I can look at radar right now, and man, it is red where you are, which means it's heavy rain.
I had a lunch meeting with Daniel Carter here in the office, who's another commercial lender here on the North Shore, and we kind of ran out of the – we all looked out the window at that meeting. We had finished up everything, and we're just visiting, and we all ran to the cars and headed to our offices because it was coming and coming quick.
It is raining. I want to mention that this week is Data Privacy Week, and Metairie Bank has been posting some things on social media about proper protocols and ways to survive an attack and how to reduce exposure. You want to talk a little bit about Data Privacy Week?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Of course, you know, we love to support and help educate all of our followers on social media as well as our customers. And as we have so quickly adopted and even more so following the pandemic, all of the digital platform media with online banking and mobile banking and mobile deposits and the remote deposit capture, as we call it for our commercial customers, Commercial Capture Express, where you can scan checks. We want to do what we can to ensure that everybody has a good reminder, because we get so complacent in the familiarity and the comfort and confidence that we have with holding our phone or sitting in front of our computer. We forget that there are so many bad actors out there, and we want to make sure that we're educating and keeping those thoughts top of mind.
And we call them bad actors, but in reality, they're very good actors because they suck us in.
I guess that's true.
But they're
bad
actors in terms of their motives.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that – and we get calls from time to time that, look, Metairie Bank is not going to send you a direct email or even have someone from a call center call you and say, sir, there's a problem, or ma'am, there's a problem with your account. Can you please confirm your account number and date of birth and or Social Security number? That's not going to happen. We're not going to do that. And you know, whether it's in an email or in a phone call, you can say, forgive me, I can't talk right now. You hang up the phone and you call that banker that you know at Metairie Bank. You call them. They know your voice. You know theirs. And you can get to the bottom of whether or not you're being targeted in that respect.
Right, right. So what is a big mistake that people make when it comes to maybe letting their guard down with maybe a data breach, a possible data breach?
Well, one of the things that you can do is you can always set up fraud alerts. You can set up alerts on your account. There's always options to where on your credit report you can set up where you freeze your credit, whereby anytime you need to go apply for anything, you have to then release your credit so that no one can then start applying for credit cards or anything on your credit report and effectively stealing your identity.
Right.
With Metairie Bank, we've got on our mobile app and through our alert system, you know, anytime a charge takes place with your debit card or anything on your account, you can get an alert so that you know, heaven forbid somebody gets a hold of your account information and they start charging anything, you'll be notified instantaneously through our mobile app. And then also through our option, through credit score and more, you have the opportunity to monitor your credit score. So should anything, if in the event you're going to buy a home, you can monitor that and the usage. It's kind of a twofold thing, right? You can make sure that your credit score is staying up where you want it to, and also monitor it to ensure that no one has gotten control of it if, in fact, you chose not to freeze your credit report.
Paul, do you know anything about the companies that guarantee you security? If you come with us, there's not going to be nobody's going to attack you. Nobody's going to get to your account. We'll maintain your privacy, and if they do, we'll take care of it. Are those effective?
There are many out there that are effective, and I will tell you the biggest thing is when they just lock down your information so that not even and look. When I have commercial customers where we're going to do a new loan, they've got a new loan request, I have to call them and remind them to release to remove the block so that we as a financial institution can pull credit for them. So there are good things out there. But I will tell you that this is monitoring your credit and monitoring your financial profile is absolutely positively not a set it and forget it type of situation. You need to be mindful and you need to be diligent to ensure you are taking all the necessary steps, you know, with respect to changing your password. And, you know, it can't be, you know, your cat's name is Fluffy, so it can't be Fluffy #1. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to have some real adherence to you know, a 12-letter type password that's case sensitive with some type of different lettering in there to ensure that you can it's not easily cracked.
That's really gotten complicated, and then we have to remember. I know we write them down, but you still want to try to remember your password so you don't have to always go looking it up.
Absolutely. And in today's environment, when you have so many people who have the flexibility to work remotely or they work, you know, they don't have to be in the office all the time and they work out of coffee shops and in public places, you know, I strongly recommend that you not utilize that public domain Wi-Fi where the people that are much smarter than I when it comes to technology and computers that can get into your information and they can spy on you in order to get your passwords or account information. So, you know, you can always use if your cell phone has a hotspot where it's a secure Wi-Fi and you're using that service, you can do that. Or, you know, look for the more secure things, if you're looking at your retirement accounts or your banking accounts and so on, just wait till you get home and do it in a secure network.
Paul, anything else you want to talk about concerning this exciting Data Privacy Week? I know it's a big thing at banks, and people like you pay attention to this, which is cool. Any decorations that go along with Data Privacy Week? Got the streamers out?
Any decoration? No, we're just trying to do our best to make sure that people know what's going on as we're preparing for Mardi Gras and all the other festivities. So, fortunately, here in the Mandeville office, we have a king cake that maybe isn't the same type of king cake that you and Ian are accustomed to, as I heard on the intro. But no, we're doing our best to enjoy this time of the year. I can't believe it feels like yesterday was Thanksgiving and tomorrow's going to be Fat Tuesday. I really don't know where the time has gone.
I know. No, it's really great that you're in touch with things like Data Privacy Week because it's not something that I'm going to track on a regular basis. But we need you to tell us about these things because you increase our awareness. And just being aware of the little things can sometimes keep you from getting into big trouble.
And I encourage, you know, anyone who has questions about this, who are maybe concerned that they don't have the necessary security, make sure that all of your browser security and for your computer and your operating systems are up. But feel free to call you know, any of our bankers at any of our branches, the 9 branches, South Shore, North Shore, if you have questions to make sure that you've got the alerts and you need the alerts set up on your account to ensure that that's something that you want to do. Absolutely. We'd be happy to walk you through that and get you set up just to help with that peace of mind.
That's awesome. That is Paul Myers, North Shore Market President, and that is SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank. Paul, thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you again soon.